Foxconn.
Even marking the groundbreaking himself last year in Wisconsin.
One of the largest jobs ever built in the world.
The promise to create 13,000 jobs, many blue collar, to manufacture LCD panels for TV screens and other products. But in a surprising development overnight, Foxconn told Reuters the company is now considering significantly scaling back those plans. In terms of TV, we have no place in the U.S. We can't compete, one executive told the news outlet. Now, instead of a factory, Foxconn says it wants to create a technology hub. The state promised more than $4 billion in tax incentives.
It's devastating for the taxpayers of Wisconsin. This is something that has been hyped up, and it appears that it was all, all for show.
Tonight, Foxconn tells NBC News, we remain committed to the creation of 13,000 jobs, adding the global market environment that existed when the project was first announced has changed. But the company didn't get specific. So what are the implications for President Trump and the economy?
I think they can deduce that the president wasn't paying attention to what works in manufacturing. He's got his name all over this failure.
No response yet from the White House. For his part, President Trump tried to put the focus on the stock market, which topped 25,000 today. Mr. Trump calling that tremendous news.